Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for this.
Rod's ready for you.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Thank you.
No problem.
Big list came out yesterday in it's in one of my business websites I follow. I follow a bunch of business websites.
It's Bloomberg.
You know. Not Bloomberg, but it's one of my
business sports journal, business of journals,
Business Insider.
I mean, the details aren't important.
Watch it.
What?
And I came across an article on one of my business websites that I was browsing for show prep, and it said 10 unacceptable office behaviors you used to get away with.
Okay, I haven't seen this list. Have you seen this list, Shippy?
I haven't.
Do you have any ideas of what may be on there? Is it okay if we guess to see if there's a couple on there?
I think it's not as fun when you guess.
Okay.
Think I'll eat into valuable time.
All right, now here's Kevin.
If you want to guess, though, you can.
Nah, my feelings are hurt. I feel like
John Daly. Well, there's only 10, because think about all the specific things that you used to get away with.
Well, there's one
that I know. There's thousands of specific things.
You can't put your butthole on the copier anymore.
I mean, you can.
Is that on the list?
As long as no one's there, like you're not offending anybody.
Is that on the list?
No. That's what I'm saying. There's thousands of things.
Oh, you can't copy your dong or whatever?
They've pared it down to 10 and they're more broad-based.
Well, fine. Do the list.
I'm going to 3D print my dong.
Number one, don't use pet names. It says.
What?
The explanations are worth reading. I just want you to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Honey, doll, copy boy, psycho Steve, or the hot blonde in sales are all examples of terms or descriptions that can be offensive and demeaning.
To who?
Not to mention potential basis for a harassment or discrimination claim.
I was offended when Skin called me Eric.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
A managing partner of one company says referring to all coworkers by their given name is most appropriate.
You can't. That's the thing. So the reason you do that is because nobody can remember the name of everybody they work with.
Yeah.
And I would think that the hot chick in sales wants to know that she's hot, right?
Yeah.
Is that an outdated thing?
I don't know. It just depends on the person.
I have to call ladies doll when I use my big Southern guy accent. I'll say, doll, what you got going today? So you have to say doll or
aren't you a doll? Thanks for copying out those copy points for me.
Okay, that's good. I can say that.
But honey, I think you can't do it, honey.
Let's go to baby dolls.
Listen, honey, I need you on this conference call now.
What about, damn, doll, you look like you can get it.
I don't think you can do that.
Can you say that?
But I think you used to be able to, but not anymore.
Okay. Okay.
I know I promote this show a lot, but on Veep, they were doing a play on the Me Too movement.
Okay.
And so one of these guys, he's running for office, and their bit was the Not Me movement, where all these women were going forward to make it clear that they did not get with him. Okay. They're signing agreements that he can't say because he was going up and saying that he got with her and that he got with her.
All right, that's funny.
It's the hashtag not me movement.
Really good.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Things, 10 office behaviors that you used to be able to get away with and you don't anymore. Number two, unequal pay.
I was reading a big article. So a lot of these different jewelry places that you see in malls, they're all part of the same parent company. And I was reading this huge article in, I think it was New York Times, where they had like a 15 to 20 year history of men with way less experience getting paid way more than women. And in some cases, these men were openly bragging in the branches about making more than the women that they worked with that were more qualified.
No, and that's the thing, like, here's what they said in the article. First of all, it says, 20 years ago, it was very common for employers to ask applicants how much they made at their previous positions and then base their new salaries on their previous salary. I think that's still kind of how it's done, though, right?
I don't know, man.
Because the person, it's like, do you want the job or not? Because I'm asking you how much you made.
I don't think.
I guess maybe you just don't answer. I guess when you're interviewing, you don't say how much I made. That's none of your business how much I made at my old job.
Yeah, I think so. I think the job. I think the follow up question is, well, how much does the job pay?
Yeah.
Because that's what it, the job sure. has a value.
The job has a value.
So whatever the context of your life is shouldn't relate to that job. The job pays what the job pays.
Yes. But people have value too.
Absolutely.
Three, no touching.
What?
Coworkers should never touch each other. Individuals may misconstrue what a pat on the arm or a hug means, even if the intent is innocent. Not only may the individual being touched misconstrue the touching, but others in the office may also as well. Keep your hands off each other, particularly when it comes to men touching women.
What?
Man, it's a good thing we got rid of HR.
Yeah. What about a supportive slap on the ass?
Yeah, right? Hey, I mean, you're really tearing it up in sales this quarter. Bam!
Hey. Doll.
I feel like a lot of coaches do that. I've seen it all the time.
Good game.
We're a sports talk station, right?
I wouldn't mind just a big, nice pat on the butt with a go get him.
You know? You've seen Dak just sit there and just slap Zach Martin on the butt like, hey, good pull block right there.
What about what Zach Martin does when he does the hip thrust in the circle? Is that?
Or what Maz and Gallo do.
Yeah.
And what about when me and Shippy go in the bathroom and touch tips?
Just like Maz and Gallo.
It's not that different than, don't touch, though, in the office. You can't get away with that anymore.
In the bathroom, though.
I really am amazed at some of this stuff where, to me, it like seems like such common sense. But I guess it's not.
Next on the list, employee discipline. Employers should take an even more measured approach when it comes to employee discipline. The rise of social media puts an employer's missteps on display in a way that is unprecedented. While many employers may feel time pressure, the adage, work quickly but don't rush, takes on new importance. What? Take the time to understand the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what this one means, so I'm not real worried about it.
I think they're just going, hey, principals can't spank students anymore, so we should say something about it.
Or don't have your employee, maybe you're driving the 105.3, the fan van, maybe not drink before you drive the fan van
right
out on the street.
That's probably a good idea.
Which still has a guy on the back of it, and it's not one of our hosts.
No. Okay, man, we want people to listen to him middays.
No flirting.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Now, the article says it's important to recognize the difference of isolated workplace flirting and harassment or abuse of power.
There's a difference?
So, hey.
Hagee?
No, say, hey, you walk up. You walk up to, let's say it's a sales girl.
Okay.
Hey, you closing that deal?
If you know what I mean.
And she's like, oh, yes, I'm almost closed it. And you're like, well, good for you. You're going to, hey, thank you for closing that deal. I knew you were going to get it done. Respect. And then she's like, well, what are you doing after work? Now,
why is she? She's the one that's trying to.
To me, I don't think I did anything wrong there.
No, I don't think so either.
I was just going to compliment her on closing the deal.
Right. Which, hey, that was nice of you. Hey, way to close that deal, doll.
So like when the cleaning
you're
crew comes
like
when the cleaning crew comes in and they're you know how they have to go clean the men's bathroom?
Yeah.
And sometimes I just walk in there and I help them out. I get behind them while they're mopping and just kind of.
No, you can't do that.
Do that anymore.
No, not anymore.
But I'm not flirting with them. I'm just helping them do their job.
You're cleaning.
Like they don't need to be in the men's bathroom.
Somebody's got to clean it.
Yeah, but that's why I'm there to help.
I think you're reading this wrong.
Next on the list, 10 things, 10 office behaviors that you used to get away with, but you don't anymore.
Uh-huh.
Number 7, limit your drinking. Interesting.
So you can drink at work? I mean, I don't.
The article
Breaking
says,
news.
Most offices now have alcohol available to its employees, perhaps in a break room or refrigerator.
Really?
And have you seen our company parties?
Okay,
they always plan them during our show.
Yeah,
right.
And everyone goes down there and gets smashed.
They get lit.
Yeah.
They get lit AF, bro.
Employees must understand that the workplace is a professional environment and not a social gathering.
That one lit AF.
If alcohol is available or served, consumption should be limited to a single drink, and even then only consumed in a group setting after all employees involved have completed their work. Enjoying a single drink with a group of colleagues can be valuable for office cohesion.
I'm sorry, I'm getting conflicting messages here.
Yeah, they're telling us to go drink but while not drinking.
We want you to drink on your best behavior.
You can get along and be more productive if you go to happy hour but only have one drink.
Right. Hey, when you guys drink at lunch and then come back to work, make sure you're not completely drunk.
And after you drink, don't flirt.
Right.
10 things you used to be able to get away with in the office. Next on the list is don't overshare. Employees should not use work email to forward jokes, memes, or photos around the office.
What about weather forecasts?
Yeah. Hey, the weatherman always sends a cartoon. He didn't need to be doing that, right?
I agree.
I'm offended.
Hey, Rebecca, have you seen this GIF of the third boob? What? I can't do that? It was funny. Reminds me of you. What? I can't say that?
Says the content of these emails are problematic because it leaves colleagues feeling uncomfortable, embarrassed, or pressured to agree something is pressure to agree that something offensive is funny.
Oh yeah, that's always tough.
Oh, we're supposed to laugh at this joke of this tiger who's got a huge face. I don't know, I'm just making some up.
Hey, I love when Daryl comes in with his racist jokes.
Also says, don't be a comedian, Skin.
Okay.
Can't tell you how many days I've walked into the prep room and you're standing up with the microphone saying lampshades.
By the way, we're getting a lot of text messages over here at 877-881-1053 where people have offices that offer up drinks on Fridays.
I believe it. I think we work at one of those places.
How come they never let us in on that?
I just feel like the alcohol content that flows in radio in general, because it's like this at the other place I worked at, in radio. I think the alcohol is quite fluid.
Really?
I think so, man. When I started working here, the G-Bag Nation was getting tanked at night when they were 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Night shows are a little different. K&C will be smashed tonight.
I first started working here, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is awesome. Radio?
I remember at the old place I worked making, like, margarita runs during the day for the afternoon show.
Oh, that's amazing.
Don't be a comedian. Many a workplace joke began with some variation of the following setup. Ready for the setup of the joke?
Absolutely.
A member of a particular religion, a member of a particular race, and a member of another religion or race walk into a bar. The punchline is
such a joke. He has the worst jokes.
Insulted or played upon religious or racial stereotypes. Duh.
Yeah.
Maybe don't be a racist when you go to work.
I mean, it sucks. We used to be able to tell racist jokes at work, and we can't anymore. What's wrong with everybody?
No, lastly, no practical jokes.
Oh, God.
Coworkers used to go to great lengths to top one another's pranks.
That's the only thing we do on this show.
Whether it was putting lunch leftovers in a traveling colleague's desk drawer, hiding office supplies, or temporarily altering office artwork, which I want to show, draw a huge picture of a dingus and show it to Ben and Skin they're doing a live spot.
It is pretty funny when you're doing a live spot and someone hands you a picture of a dong they drew and you're in mid-sentence.
That's funny.
I agree.
That's just good community fun.
Right. But I'm because it's offensive and I feel like it's uncomfortable that I have to laugh at something offensive.
So there they are, Skin, the 10 unacceptable office behaviors that you used to get away with, but you don't anymore because times have changed.